This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, March the 5th, DJV time, which, as we all know, is a little ahead of everyone else because we're just a little ahead of most everybody else. I can speak for myself. I feel like I'm a little ahead of somebody else. I stayed up too late last night watching the Oscars, and then sometimes after that happens, you get groggy and sloggy. But no, not me. I'm your hero, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We all watch the Oscars, yes?
Stayed up most too late, them. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You watched most
up.
Of them?
I gave up before all the good stuff because I just thought, who cares? I'm going to bed. Mm-hmm. But who I cares? Was surprised. Did, oh, God.
Hashtag who cares?
I'm going to die. Uh-oh. Did Shape of Water actually really win?
It did. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. That was a surprise,
who
wasn't
wants
it?
To have sex with a fish man? Come on.
I guess at least one person does.
Yeah, I have zero interest in seeing that movie, but so yeah, many people keep saying that they felt that way until they saw it, and then they loved it.
I know. That's what I heard, too. But everybody thought it was Three Billboards, and it was not.
Yeah.
What, man, what was she on? Or is she like that all the time?
Who, Frances McDormand?
Yeah.
She's weird.
Is she really?
Mary Cohen Brothers, so you have to be a little
she's
off.
She's super weird.
Mary Cohen Brothers? Okay. All right, I didn't know she was that way. I knew she was kind of weird, but... She makes a great party. You suppose there was a little grass after in the party with her and Harrelson?
Probably. Think,
huh?
Probably.
Yeah. All right, so that would be our number one trending, right, ladies?
She is number one trending, actually.
That's what I thought.
She is. Good guess.
What are people saying about her and her win?
Well, the thing that seems to have stuck out about what she said in her speech was the inclusion rider, and that is trending on Twitter right now, and people were a little confused because that was a very sort of inside Hollywood term to throw out. As she was leaving the stage, she said, I've got two words for everybody, and everyone's kind of wondering, okay, what are they going to be? And it was inclusion rider, and so immediately people took to social media to figure out what is an inclusion rider. What it is, it's a clause in an actor's contract that requires that the cast and crew be diverse in order to retain the actor for the project. And so a lot of people in the Hollywood industry were applauding that she said that more and more actors should actually have that clause. It's apparently, I don't know anything about it, but from everything that I'm reading, it's apparently a pretty bold statement and a bold move to put in a contract. So we'll see if that actually happens.
Depending
going
on how
forward.
Good you are, how well your movies do,
yeah.
You can afford to do it or can't afford to do it. And then
right.
The question comes on, how do you enforce it? What does that mean? Like, with most yep. legal language, what does that include? Okay, it means everybody needs to be included, make it as diverse as possible. Okay, so where's the definition of how many people from where make it diverse? It's a statement. It's a statement.
And right.
Nothing wrong with that. It's okay. It's a statement. I actually thought that the evening was fairly good. I am not a Jimmy Kimmel fan. I thought he did well. Some of the things, the touch, the going across the street to the other theater was fabulous.
That was funny.
Just fabulous. I know exactly, Jennifer, you know exactly where that theater is. I've been in that other theater,
mm-hmm.
as a matter
right
of fact.
Door.
Right next door. It was just a fabulous touch. And those sorts of things personalize it. And the fact that there are a couple of really winning personalities in that group. That Gal Gadot. Looks like she's going to skyrocket.
She's such a superstar, isn't
oh,
she?
But she's
she had
so
such a pretty dress, too. I
yeah.
loved it.
Just loved it. And how about, I sent a text note to Brendan, what about, what kind of his pal Armie Hammer and that red tuxedo? What's the story with
I
that?
I actually liked
it. I loved it.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
He's
I like
another
when guys take some fashion risks.
Very personable. And I saw more of that movie last night than I'd seen before. The youngster, where'd he come from, the youngster who plays the other love interest in that movie. This is what's it? Call Me by Your Name. Isn't that the name of the
movie?
Yeah,
he kind of came out of nowhere. He was also in Lady Bird, and so he had two gigantic movies this year. He might have been in some small films before that, but I'd never heard of him before I saw Call Me by Your Name.
Well, it was so. Was I right? Do you think it was a better than average show?
I loved it.
In terms of content, the way it went, you know, as long as they always are. I thought the ski, Helen Mirren, ski mobile.
How gorgeous is Helen Mirren? I feel like she gets better looking every year. Yeah. She was stunning. And Jane Fonda?
The two of them together. Yeah, they look very well together.
But I agree with you. I think production-wise, I just loved this Oscars more than I have in I can't even tell you how many years. I loved all the movie clips that they showed, all the old, the past winners before they did each category. I thought that was just such a great touch.
That may have been the touch that I liked the most,
I loved
Victoria,
that.
Actually.
Yeah, I loved that. It felt like it was old Hollywood glamour. Yeah. And it was also, when you were talking about the movie theater part, it's the first time I've ever seen anyone at the Oscars actually thank the moviegoers, the people who buy the tickets.
And they went out of their way to do it three or four times during the show. Yeah, which is good. I'm tired of Meryl Streep sitting in the front row and everybody doing gaggy on her. That's, come on, give it a break. You know, the fellow, the quote-unquote normal actor who's been a lifelong character actor and no one has ever paid any attention to him whatsoever, the fellow who, and he has a rug on in the movie, that I think his name is Richard, not Jordan. What's his name? Or
Jenkins. He's an amazing actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's in The Shape of Water, right?
Yeah. He's been around.
Yeah.
He's been, if you look at his IMDb, you'll see him in his, I bet you go back 50 years with him. 40 somewhat, anyway. He's very, very recognizable, plays sometimes important parts, fathers, but he lent, for me anyway, some credibility to all of the stuff that people were excited about with regard to that movie. And then we all said this before, there were a number of lumpy, bumpy movies, and given that they were lumpy, bumpy movies, it was nice to see the way that it all went. And although I thought Star Wars should have won the musical stuff, because that's, I thought Hamill has really... he's old, he looks old, feels old, but yet it feels good to look at him.
I thought he looked good last night, though. I thought he looked better last night on the Oscar stage.
If he were a playback, he's got, whether he's getting a little bit of Parkinson's or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
I think he looks good.
Yeah.
I thought that the thing was fine. I wasn't overwhelmed and I wasn't underwhelmed. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
You were well.
But I feel so disconnected from Hollywood, from every single movie. I didn't see one movie that was nominated for any of the categories. Not one, except for maybe Star Wars or some of the animated movies or some of the technical awards.
Yeah.
I don't know what has happened and how far away we get. Number one, with the movies that we're nominating are so oftentimes many movies that people don't ever really get the chance to see.
Did you vote?
And I have the screeners.
Did you vote? Yeah, I was going to say, did you vote?
No, for SAG. I'm a member. I'm not a member of the motion. What is it? The Academy of Motion Picture Design.
I thought you could vote. No. You can't vote?
I vote for SAG and AFTRA, but that's a separate awards category. That's a separate award show.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, I feel disconnected. I also think it's gotten so predictable. You know, you watch these women go up there, and everybody's patting themselves on the back and not talking to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet, and yet we're still handing awards to Kobe Bryant, who was accused of rape. There's just a lot of hypocrisy.
That really disgusted me. Yeah, disgusted me. He's a pig.
Let's talk about being all-inclusive, and I don't hear a lot of talk. We talk about people who looked old. Well, maybe there was a couple that they trotted out, but Hollywood still has a real age problem. Hollywood still has a size problem. Look, as long as, I guess you can be transgender or whatever, as long as you're a size 2, that's probably okay. There's so many different things that Hollywood likes to pat themselves on the back for that... but yet still make really loud statements in other ways that they just don't care. Does that make sense? I guess I don't know. Yeah. I kind of watched it and I text messaged with my mom and she's like, "Ugh," but I don't know. I felt a little bit just sort of disconnected this year.
So I went out to dinner with a couple of friends before, and I got home just in time to start And I didn't see what the Ryan situation was. What was the
I'll make a prediction to you. Yeah. I don't think that next year Fashion Police doesn't exist, but I don't think next year there will be a red carpet on E, because the whole program, I watched the entire red carpet on E, and the panel was being nice to every single person, even the ones that look like freaks.
Yep.
Ryan talked to maybe two or three people, and I think we've gotten ourselves into such a sensitive point in culture right now, that how, at an award ceremony that is celebrating Me Too and Time's Up, can you possibly go, oh, why did she choose to wear that dress? You're not going to tear anybody apart for wearing anything, because that's not what's in vogue right now. So I guarantee you, next year at this time, these things will not even exist. There'll be a half-hour red carpet before, maybe on ABC, where they just talk to the nominees as they're walking in, and that'll be that. The element of fashion and Joan Rivers and all of that, that's dead. There's no way it can continue in this land.
It'll be really interesting, though.
Newsflash, Jennifer, Joan Rivers is dead.
I don't know what she started.
Yeah, I don't personally. So I didn't watch any of the show last night. But I do still love talking about the outfits, and I don't love tearing people apart. But I think most people who watch, or at least most women who watch, do enjoy looking at the outfits and discussing.
Yeah.
And so I wonder how that will go over, because I feel like that's a big part of watching the show. And I know you all love Jennifer Garner. Did you see her outfit? I thought her bright blue outfit was beautiful. And my favorite thing that I saw is that divorce looks good on her. She looks amazing.
Yeah. You know, she looked the best I've seen her. She looked gorgeous when she came out to present an award. I thought she looked a little thin, but a little thin for her. Normally she doesn't look too skinny, but she definitely looked skinny. But her face, the hair, the dress, she looked beautiful. She really did.
She was made up in a way that isn't what you usually see.
Yeah.
With her. Okay, I have an announcement to make. I have my reputation to uphold. No, thanks very much, Jennifer. I have...
Are you pregnant? No, not that.
I was back and forth. There's a brand new PBS special on doo-wop that was on last night.
Oh, so you didn't even watch the Oscars.
No, I did. I went in the commercials. I went back and forth to the doo-wop shop, which was a lot of new young singers doing doo-wop. One of the T.J. Lubinsky things. He looks like he needs to really go on a diet. But the show itself was really good. And it brought back, it was traditional classic doo-wop songs with new artists, and then they would blend the old artists into it. And for somebody like me who loves that stuff, and to see how many young people are getting into it, it really was great. So between the two shows, I was a happy camper, actually, last night. At the beginning, I just thought a little of Ryan, and I didn't think much of him after that. There's a lot of groundswell. There are people that are sticking to it. And I wonder about that. I thought it was interesting at the beginning that Kimmel was as focused as he was on the downfall of Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Apparently there was an argument among the producers as to whether or not to do the Me Too stuff or stick to the movies.
Well, they told him to stay away from politics and focus on the Me Too stuff, which is why there were a few political jokes, but he focused mostly on...
Yeah. Well, it was a little awkward.
The Weinstein thing, it must have felt, and I've been reading on Twitter that a lot of people who were in the room, if you're a woman, said that it was so weird that Harvey Weinstein wasn't there because he was so present at all the Oscars and stuff. And so, making fun of Weinstein, I was a little uncomfortable with that. It was just so awkward that these women, Annabella Sciorra, who hasn't been seen in I don't even know how many years, she came out with Ashley Judd and Salma Hayek and
Ashley Judd really did a face job, didn't she?
She got a lot of work.
Hardly recognizable.
Yeah.
Really.
But Annabella Sciorra was interesting. I didn't realize the whole depth of that story, and she had actually told Ronan Farrow that Harvey Weinstein had violently raped her like 10 or 15 years ago, and that's why she's been silent ever since. It was a lot of emotion with that presentation,
too. The thing that made it awkward for me is that Kimmel was laughing about it. That was part of the monologue, and I laughed at some of the jokes. Some of it was funny. But if you do have a lot of victims in his room, are we at the point where we're ready to just sit and laugh? Oh, we let Harvey Weinstein a big pig stay here for 30 years.
Yeah.
All right, well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, our overview of the Oscars. How about you? 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
23 and change after the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and the news about O.J. O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson. Fox. Leave it to them. Belatedly airing an O.J. interview it had on the shelf for a number of years. O.J. told publisher Judith Regan he hypothetically had an accomplice in the murders of his ex-wife and her friend, an accomplice who was with him during the killings. So, is that going to carry the day? When is this going to air? March 11th. Looks like it's going to air next Sunday. Who's going to watch it? Everybody? Yes, no, maybe?
I will.
Yeah.
I'll totally end up
watching it. I actually have it set on my DVR. Not to be a show off, but yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you have your DVR set for tonight, Jennifer?
Well, I know what Kara has her DVR set for tonight. The Bachelor season finale airs, and it's down to three finalists. Lauren, Becca, and Kendall. And spoiler alert, if you have, I don't even watch the show, but I know that he picks someone and then realizes he ain't in love with her and he should have picked the runner-up. So we'll see how that all unfolds tonight. Ari's season of The Bachelor on ABC at 8. New episode of Kevin Can Wait on CBS. There's a series finale if you're a Star Wars Rebels fan on Disney XD. The series finale is at 8:30. Good Girls, episode 2. If you missed it, this is Christina Hendricks and Mae Whitman get together to try to start robbing banks. It's a girl team of bank robbers on NBC. It's getting some critical acclaim. That airs at 10 o'clock. Shifting Gears with Aaron Kaufman series premiere tonight on Discovery and Victoria Unreal. Episode number 2 of the season, Lifetime, tonight at 10.
Episode 2? I missed choices. Episode 1.
Started back last week, yeah.
Oh. Wow. So many choices. All right, musically at 25 past the hour, Madonna in the spotlight. In 1991... You may remember Madonna and Michael Jackson made headlines for showing up at the Oscars together. As long as we're into the best Oscars, Madonna had been asked to perform the Oscar-nominated song from Dick Tracy. So she invited Michael Jackson to come with her as her date. In an interview, she explained, Michael was like, well, who are you going to go with? I looked at him and said, I don't know, you want to go, she said. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. She teased, quote, and then, yes, he took me home. You want to know what happened after that? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, boy.
We did at least kiss at some point, thanks to her. Have a suit of carpool karaoke, which told James Corden they made out. Now, flash forward to this year, looking back at that night as her best date ever. She posted a photo of the pair on the Oscars red carpet on social media using the hashtag epic and fun to describe the special evening they shared more than two decades ago, making the night even better. Sooner or Later won the song for the best original score from the Academy Awards. So that's what you're listening to in the background, as a matter of fact. And we saw the other star of Dick Tracy on the stage last night with his Bonnie and Clyde cohort. It was last year they were touted because it was the 50th anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde. And then, of course, the screw-up. So what did Kimmel say? It was the 51st anniversary.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's something else, man. She really is. Okay, let's have a focus on Blake Shelton for a moment, who apparently has got a bad case of the flu, Jen.
Uh-oh.
And postponed his show in Louisiana over the weekend. He called off his concert at Bossiere in the City Century Link Center with a performance rescheduled, I guess, for tomorrow night. Said, quote, "Friends, I've been battling the flu the last few days. Today it's getting the best of me. I really have to postpone a show, but I apologize to everybody who had their Saturday night plans coming to see me." What is, so now, the Voice is on now or not on now?
Voice is on now, and American Idol starts on Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that'll be a big focus of what goes on at ABC with Ryan, etc. There'll be a lot of promotion for that this week. All right, so that's our musical story at 28 past the hour, DJV.
Finding happiness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a very sad prince who seemingly shouldn't have been sad because he had every gift and pleasure known to man. So the king gathered all the wise men of the kingdom and asked them to help figure out what was wrong with the boy. The wise men said that the king should find a person who is completely happy and have that person switch shirts with his son. So the king searched and searched for a completely happy person, but kept coming up short because everyone he met who seemed happy with their current state would jump at the chance to be offered something more by the king. Finally, the king was out hunting one day, and he ran into a boy he could hear laughing behind the brush. When the king found out that the boy was truly happy with what he had, he was overjoyed, thinking his son would now be saved. But when the king asked the boy to step out from behind the brush, he saw that the boy had no shirt. You see, happiness isn't in having many things, but in having few wants.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The opportunity to start the week off on the right foot here with the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Shiven, Doug Steffen. You're liking us on Facebook, I know. I didn't post anything on Facebook.com/DJV show this weekend, but there are a lot of things there to talk about. One of the things that people are talking about has to do with the weather. A little snow on the ground here in New England. What about in New York? What do you have there, Victoria?
Nothing. Nada.
Nothing. Nothing. Nope. Nada. Okay, nope. Good. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. A little wild weather over the weekend. The ladies were fussing at me because the first thing Jennifer asked me earlier on was, how'd you do with the weather? And I sort of said, huh? Because it was another one of those, yes, there were people along the coast. If you look at the video of what happened along the coast, homes washed out to sea, that kind of stuff. It was a bad storm on the coast. Inland where I am, it was a rainy, sort of wet after, although... I think, was it Thursday or Friday? It wasn't a Thursday, it was kind of, well, no, I guess it was Friday. I'm thinking, I had a generator installed during the course. Do you remember all the time I was talking about the Champion generator and had a fellow come and install it? And so when the power went off on Friday afternoon, just seconds, and the power all came back on again. And then about 4 or 5 minutes later, the power went off. And I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, what's the story of this? And so I went downstairs, couldn't see anything. I got John, who's my guy on the farm, we both went downstairs. But I had been messing around, took the panel off the cover of the switching mechanism, and was putting, I had a little, my battery was almost dead on my flashlight. So I'm kind of looking around, and I touch a few things, and I feel water in the electric panel. I'm thinking to myself, this can't be good. So I immediately pull my hand out of the panel where the water was, and so there's sort of actually old time. I don't want to get too much into the weeds on this. It's kind of fun if you're a mechanic. The front is a plate with two switches that operates on a cog, and that is that's tickled by a measuring device that tells it whether there's any juice in the line or not, and so that didn't work. And so we flipped the switches by hand, and the power came back on in the house. But then we saw this water and tested. So anyway, the bottom line was that was the worst thing that happened. There were trees down here. There were a couple of accidents. You know that commercial, is it for Progressive? It was an insurance company that has a tree falling on a car. And this is how bad the commercial is, because you remember that, but you don't remember who the commercial is for. At least I don't remember who it's for, but I do. And we had that happen in the neighborhood here. Somebody got home, got out of their car, walking into the house, tree fell on top of the car. They were about this close from getting whacked by the tree. And there were those sorts of things along the coast.
It was
a hurricane force wind. And because of the water being as high as it was, a lot of homes, it brings back to focus how it is, especially in an area like this where everybody wants to be on the beach. Everybody wants to be on the water. And I'm one of those. I would love to have, if I ever moved out of the place where I am now, I'd buy a farm on the water someplace. I think it's a fabulous way to enjoy all kinds of benefits. But the drawback is what happened over the weekend. Your homes, all these older homes down in Hull and the south of
Situate
Boston toward
also
the Cape.
Hit
yep,
really bad,
Situate,
yeah.
Those areas down there just got wiped. So that is a distressing reality. Other than that, though, there wasn't much weather. There's another storm blowing around this week. Hopefully I'll get out of town before it happens. Jennifer, what about the weather?
Of course you will.
I'll be on the cusp of this one, though, because it's Wednesday. What about, Jennifer, the talk about the weather in California that was to be, wasn't as bad as it was to be, didn't look like that was...
It rained. It wasn't... It just rained. But in Southern California, everybody panics. But it rained pretty a lot and pretty consistently. Late Friday night into Saturday afternoon. Friday, we got a lot of rain. And then it cleared out kind of late, about maybe Saturday around 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Yeah. And yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. It was one of the days where I really love being in L.A., where it is clean. Everything feels like it's been washed away. It's very cold still, but you still have the sun shining and the blue sky. It was a really, really beautiful day yesterday.
I was thinking with all the promotion when they announced the beginning of the Oscars at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. I remember last year being stuck in traffic there, and because I had forgot.
Oh boy!
when I would come back across from where the kids used to live. Now they're moving this week, but they used to live over on the east side. So I would normally, because I lived off of Sunset last year, I would come back on Sunset. And for whatever the reason, it didn't dawn on me until I got. It's not Hollywood and Highland. It's not Hollywood and Vine, but I got to. I think I got as far as Vine, and I couldn't get anywhere. You just couldn't.
Yeah, they closed it all off.
Yeah, my God. So I remember ducking down and driving around, but you talk about horrors of traffic. There was a short about the horrors of traffic on the 405, which got some attention during the Oscars last night, and I thought to myself, that's so typical, but yet valuable in a sense. Everybody talks about riding on the 405, and it's every bit as bad as you ever, those of you who have never driven it, it's every bit as bad as you hear. It's just a cluster. Oops, wait a minute. Well, you know what I mean. So anyway, the weather, what'd you have in Washington? What's going on? It was pretty quiet, wasn't it, over the weekend?
It was very, very, very windy. We had a pretty big tree go down in the middle of our parking lot. Luckily, it was at the very top where no one was parked, and we always joke there's a couple spots there that are office tells us we're not allowed to park there in the middle of the day. And I said, I guess that's why, in case any trees come down.
Trees come down.
Yeah, it was mostly that. We had a lot of, you know, branches down. A lot of people lost power, but there wasn't anything too bad. But it was it was pretty exciting. Not that great to drive in because it felt like you had someone pushing your car from, like, all four sides.
That's how it feels. You know, that one of the things, one of the impacts, a couple of records were set over the weekend of Transcon west to east flights. From I think there were three records, and they were all, or maybe three I heard of, Washington, L.A. to Washington, L.A. to New York, and L.A. to Boston, cutting in some circumstances. One of the New York flights, they cut an hour off the flight because of the tailwinds.
Wow.
That's pretty good, I guess.
They're
really pushing the plane. Yeah, exactly. Around the nation and around the world now, elections galore. Italy has gone to the polls after a lot of campaigning. It appears Ms. Merkel won in Germany. The political parties have agreed on a new government there. They have been kind of up in the air for, what, last 6 or 7 months? Mm-hmm. Anyway, they see, this is the system kind of wish we had here, actually. Not that I want to have elections all the time and have them not always be conclusive, but the different parties that get attention, how they have to come up with a mix of people in order to have a functioning government. They at least have a functioning government. We don't. And so maybe there's something to be learned from that, whether it ever gets changed or not. And Putin, is it the election in Russia today? Putin, Putin's up today.
I don't know if it is today. I'm pretty sure he's going to win again.
Yes. It would appear he will win again. Meanwhile, also around the world, South Korea is going to send envoys to meet with the leader of North Korea. The president of South Korea's Moon Jae-in sent two envoys to visit Kim Jong-un, trying to decrease tension. And I think I saw somewhere over the weekend a plan to have a conversation with, or at least have talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The talks won't happen, though, Trump said in the Saturday night dinner. Why did they let the press in for that? Did you see the story? The president was, the gridiron dinner, which is an annual thing, and he didn't go last year, but this year he did. Self-deprecating humor supposedly was on the top of the bill of fare, but they don't let the news media in. Maybe that's a good thing.
Well, no, the media was there. They just weren't allowed to video or record any of it. Some of it leaked out. And then I just saw last night there was a whole transcript of his monologue. He was very self-deprecating. He made jokes about Melania, about Jeff Sessions recusing himself from coming with him to the event. He was actually pretty funny. And he took some pretty personal shots at himself, which you don't oftentimes see.
You know. No, you don't get much of that. His trend to admiring dictators, apparently where was that dinner? The gridiron dinner?
Somewhere in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure exactly where.
Yeah. And then he did what he usually does, go down to Florida for the overnight, and he apparently had some conversation at his golf club in Florida about the abolition of term limits for the China president.
That was actually a joke he made. That wasn't something that happened.
Was that at the gridiron or was that at the dinner?
That was at the dinner, and it was a joke. But of course, you leave it up to the media outlets who are saying Trump wants to stay president until he dies. Well, no, President Xi in China just did this thing where there will be no term limits in China anymore, and he'll be the president until he doesn't want to be president anymore. And so, or that he can keep running. I think they still get to vote, but he keeps running is what the way it kind of fleshes out. And so Trump said, oh, wow, pretty interesting system. He's going to get to stay to life. And then he says something like, oh, no, he's a pretty good guy. Maybe we should look into that here. You know, one of his typical Trump jokes. Not extraordinarily funny, but, you know.
I think Trump meant in jest. As being funny anyway, frankly, no matter what he says. I don't get that. He is funny. The Chinese have also said they do not want a trade war with the United States, but will defend its interests. How do you define that? You remember late in the week, Donald Trump announced a plan to put tariffs on steel and aluminum imports and agricultural items. Farmers like the idea. This is how silly the whole business is in our trade now, especially the NAFTA agreement, where we sell beef to China and Asia And, well, mostly, there's some sold to Europe. Mostly it goes to Asia. And then we end up buying, because we don't have enough beef of our own. We buy beef from Argentina and Chile, and it's not good quality. It's certainly not as good a quality as we're shipping to China. And I'm thinking to myself, why? I've always thought that to myself. And farmers everywhere ask the same question. It is price-oriented. So why doesn't somebody get smart enough to adjust the prices there? There's a lot of stuff about grain, too. We sell our grain to a lot of grain to Japan, actually, and to Europe. And then we end up having to buy grain from Canada. Huh? why are we doing that? It makes no sense whatsoever. But that's the way these trade deals work. If you buy from me, I'll sell you this, and we'll do the pricing, and it's become crazy. Nuts, as a matter of fact. And not in the best interest of us, and the tariffs sort of seek, it's kind of a like a sledgehammer approach to this. It's not probably the best way of doing it, but Trump's not noted for being smooth, and so under the circumstances, okay, so we just say, okay, now we're going to have this 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, and it starts tomorrow. Okay, so then what happens? What is the outshoot of that, whether you realize it or not, is the price of scrap metal will go back up again. When the Chinese really started getting industrious, they were buying up every bit of used steel and plastic, you name it, they were buying it. And you could sell, I can remember when I was cleaning up, I'm always cleaning up junk on the farm, old equipment that doesn't work, and bring it down to the junkyard. And we get about $130 a ton for it now. But I remember in the heyday, probably 10, 11, 12, maybe 13, 14 years ago, it was $380 a ton. And it was because the Chinese were buying up everything that they could buy. And so now, because cheaply produced steel then became international, a lot of countries were making steel, not just in Asia, it affected the price. But now, because of these tariffs, it will put a focus back on used steel again, which seems appropriate. You just melt the stuff down. That's what the recycling business is all about. The aluminum and steel, you heat them and they melt down and they're an original product already again. And you don't have to pay the cost of getting them out of the ground. So I think it's very good for the environment. All kinds of good things come of it. So for those who would denigrate the effort to do it, in this circumstance, both recycling of steel and aluminum products will be positively affected by this, and I think it's a good move, Frank. It puts a little more focus on American steel as well. So that's my overview of that. Thank you, ladies, for your comments. Oh, wait a minute. They don't have time for comments. It's 11 minutes for the hour on the DJV show.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You'll rate this A-plus after Victoria gives her tech talk time, the focus on Uber here, and a new credit card scam for you to be aware of. That's coming up in a moment right after this important technology information.
The Geek Out. The biggest annual event for all things mobile takes place in Barcelona. Mobile World Congress is happening this week, and the biggest news is Samsung's much-anticipated reveal of the new Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. Now, the new devices aren't dramatically different from the previous ones, but they do have performance upgrades, updated cameras, and improved photo-taking capabilities. And the fingerprint sensor has been moved to a nicer place on the rear. I just think it's still too close to the lens. They also feature those famous curved and edgeless screens, and overall the changes are more evolutionary than revolutionary. Prices are a bit higher than last year, and we have all the details and news on the Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's now 55 past the hour here on the DJV report with the Tech Talk focusing on a new credit card scam, Victoria.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of credit card scams out there, but the newest one seems to be the most subtle. So this is one you really have to pay attention and definitely check your credit score, or your, not your credit score, check your credit card account at all of them at least once a week. What the newest thing is, if you have any accounts that automatically deduct every month, like Netflix or Hulu or Spotify, any of the things that you subscribe to, those are actually being targeted now, where hackers can go in. They know that you have this connection to these other accounts that recur every month, and so normally people don't even bother looking at anything, you know, more than looking to see that, okay, I paid my Netflix this month. But what they're doing is they're going in and they're taking smaller amounts, and it looks like it's being charged under Netflix or Hulu, but it's actually a scam, and they're stealing money out of your account in smaller amounts so that people don't notice, but over time, that really does add up. So absolutely go in, make sure you're looking at your statement. If you have a paper statement, make sure you check through it every month. You really, really, I implore people, please sign up. If you don't check your credit card accounts online, like my mom, definitely do that, and so you can see things as they're happening so you can catch it before it gets too late.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm looking up mine right now.
Yeah.
As you speak, going there. Meanwhile, Uber has launched a service to get people to the doctor's office on time instead of the church on time, get you to the doctor's office on time. How's that going to work?
This is called Uber Health, and this is one of the most positive things Uber has launched in a long time. And what they're doing is they're helping especially elderly patients. Mm-hmm. This is definitely aimed at a much older demographic than the typical Uber user. They're helping people get to and from doctor's visits, and you can actually book your car up to 30 days in advance. So when you know you have a doctor's appointment, you can actually book your Uber. If you don't have a smartphone, which most elderly people do not, you can actually still use the service. You can use, you can call the landline that they have, and you can also go online and book it. And they won't be sending you any of the data that normally you have on the Uber app. They actually just send you a plain SMS text message. So if you have a flip phone, you'll still get your confirmation and everything. And so they've been testing this out in a bunch of different states, and they found that it's actually really working. And Uber said that transportation barriers are the greatest for the vulnerable populations, the elderly in poor neighborhoods, things like that. And so they said that it's actually the biggest barrier to good health is transportation to the doctor. So this is something that Uber is doing a great job with, and affordable access to the vehicles. You can do ride shares to cut down on the cost of the ride. And no one else in the car will know where you're going, and even the driver doesn't know if you're going to be going to a doctor's office or not. So it's all private.
I think there are a lot of things that are going on using social media, using the internet, using the tools like this, these software giants like Uber and Airbnb and ZipRecruiter.com, all those places. It's really affecting how people do business and live their lives.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Rick Hossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.